You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Dodgers have not been swept in a series all year, but former Dodger Zach Greinke looking to put an end to that streak. Let's pick it up in the bottom of the first.
And the ground ball, that's fair, down the left field line in the corner. Extra bases. Scoring is Blanco. Heading around third base and being waved to the plate is Lamb. The throw will not be made. A two-run double for Goldie, and the Diamondbacks jump on top 2-0. And the pitch. And a drive to left. That's even better. Two-run homer, Ryan Netta. And the Diamondbacks lead it 5-1.
Way better. Didn't even need to steal that base.
AJ sends one deep left center. That ball is gone. AJ Pollock, that's number 9. And it's 7-1 D-backs.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
5 strikeouts for Zach. 1 down.
The pitch, and he struck him out swinging. And the inning is over.
With apologies to the Baltimore Orioles, the Diamondbacks might be baseball's hottest team right now. They've reeled off a season-high tying 7 straight wins and became the first team all season to sweep the L.A. Dodgers. Here is Arizona skipper Torrey Lovello following an 8-1 win against L.A. at Chase Field.
I thought we came out ready to play on a day game where things tend to get a little loose and slippery because guys are fatigued, but we did exactly the things that we've done all year long, and I think the very first play offensively of the game really set an incredible tone with Gregor Blanco getting that hustle double. And I just pepped up the entire dugout and just redirected our thoughts to as a group, saying it's time to go, and we followed suit from there. The big home runs by CI and AJ Pollock early kind of paced us. Zach took it from there. And once again, a very crisp outing for Zach. He got nicked up on a double down the right field line for his only run. But I thought it was a really, really positive game for us in a lot of different areas. And, we want a series. And we did a good job. But it's time to feel this, enjoy it, embrace it. And, once we get on the plane, let's lock it down and get ready for a very tough Colorado series. That's going to be my message to the guys.
What did, you didn't trail at all in the series, but just coming out offensively with that first blow, I mean, how important was that? Because it allows your pitchers to pitch a little bit
better. I think so. I think in Zach's case, I know when he gets a lead early, he tends to really lock it in. Greg Ross is calling if anybody needs that. No? We good? Okay. That's all right. That's okay. When he gets a lead, he locks it down with shutdown innings, and our guys have responded for the majority of the year with that thought. When we get a lead early, allow us to play downhill baseball. It's up to them to shut it down and allow us to build on the lead. So I just think everything's contagious. When the team is playing well, when things are moving in a very positive direction, there's a ton of energy, and the pitchers take it from there. And I talk about downhill baseball. I've said it all year long. It's the way we enjoy playing our games.
You just figure, Zach, the 98 pitchers are coming to play in the sixth, mm-hmm. seventh, save some of his bullets for later, then 8-1 lead?
Yeah. 8-1, I felt like he'd done his job. He was up over 112 pitches his last outing when we were thinned out in the bullpen. I just thought the combination of two games around 200 pitches was comfortable for me. And if we sent him back out, I wasn't going to do it for one or two batters. We were going to probably stretch him out a little bit to get the right matchup, depending on when we decided to pull him out of the game. It just made sense to nix it right there and not get into the 230s, 235 pitch count for two games.
A sweep against a team that's had a historic season. Mm-hmm. How much of a confidence boost?
Well, I think we're a very confident team, and we're playing good right now. And I just want to focus on that. And yes, we're aware of the Dodgers being the premier team in the big leagues right now. But I'm more focused on us and what we do day by day, and taking care of our own business, which we have. And like I said, we deserve to enjoy this moment, but we got to turn the page quickly because Colorado is a very, very hungry team. They're a team that's going to be ready to go and execute, and we got to get our sights set on them.
Zach Greinke continued his dominance in home starts this season. The right-hander turned in six innings of one-run ball versus his former team with six Ks along the way as he improved to 16-6 on the season. Greinke shared his thoughts with the media following Arizona's 8-1 win.
It was just a great game. Got a lot of runs, made amazing plays defensively. It couldn't have gone much better in that regard. Hit some balls hard, but ran it down or was placed in a good spot to catch a lot of them.
AJ's catch on Bellinger, what was your thought on that?
The way he's done it all year is, like, if it's not too high on the wall, he's definitely going to catch it. And just thought it might be a little higher and come back and maybe get a triple or inside the Parker, but it was just low enough that he could reach it.
What do you think you pitched? How this series came together? I mean, the offense had leads early, didn't trail, sweeping the Dodgers. No one's done that this season. Can you kind of describe the feeling and everything coming together in these three games?
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. Early, right off the bat, scoring every game and just played flawlessly the whole series.
The Diamondbacks look to keep the good times rolling this weekend at Coors Field as they take on the Rockies.